Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings, dear radio friend, and we do welcome you to another day of broadcast here from the Faith Baptist Church. Pastor Barry Goodman here in Shelby, North Carolina. We greet you in the name which is above every name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we're thankful today for you tuning us in again today, as most of you do every day. And we might have some new listeners today, which is always a good thing. And we're glad to have all of you with us today, and we're going to hear some good singing and going to have some preaching from the Word of God, and going to ask you a very serious question. And James asked it like this, as he says, "What is your life?" And we're going to look at some things about that life this week, and I believe will help us, challenge us, and maybe even comfort us. And we're so looking forward to the Word of God here in just a little while. But, you know, we'll have our truth for the day and prayer time, as we always do. And let's get right into the music. Here's a good one from the choir talking about trading that old cross for a crown. Amen.
I started out with a made-up mind to one day cross the finish line. I'm pressing toward the mark and for the prize. I've had to stand my ground, and Satan tries to turn me around, but I will not be hindered by his lies. I'm not gonna walk away. I've got too much at stake, and I've come too far to turn back now. Every battle that I have fought will soon be for God, and I'm trading cheer me on to see the one to have reached home. His pay await for us to win this race. And a banquet like we've never known will be held at God's royal throne. And there will be rewarded for our faith. No, I'm not gonna walk away. I've got too much at stake, and I've come too far to turn back now. Every battle that I have fought will soon be for God, and I'm trading this old cross in for a crown.
No, I'm not
gonna walk away. I've got too much at stake, and I've come too far to turn back now. Too far to turn back now.
Every
battle that I have fought will soon be for God, and I'm trading this old cross in for a crown. I'm trading this old cross in for a
We're so near the crown. Hey, we're too near that crown. Hey, to lay the old cross down now. Amen. That's our adult choir song you've heard several times before, and you're probably going to hear it several more times. Amen. Because it's just a good song. Amen. And I'm thankful. I am thankful for that good number from the adult choir. Amen. Well, we would like to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church, an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible-preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted Baptist church located simply on the corner of Highway 18 South out of Shelby, about 5 miles, and Highway 180, which is South Post Road, only 2 miles or so from the South Carolina state line. We'd love to have you come for Wednesday night prayer meeting, just a night or so away. Amen. 7 o'clock and our prayer meeting time. Then on the Lord's Day, 10 o'clock Sunday school starts for us. And then the choir you just heard starts to worship at 11. And then 6 o'clock in the evening service. Amen. We'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. Amen. Well, here's the quartet, Spencer, Leanne, and Justin Hayden. I think even Alana Douglas is singing with them on this. I hope you enjoy this. Talking about, hey, Justified. Amen. I like this song.
At daybreak he entered the temple to teach. All of the crowd sat down at his feet. He spoke with such wisdom as they never heard. In amazement they listened as he taught the word. But all of a sudden, in a burst through the door, a woman was brought and stood near the Lord. The sin she committed was not like the rest. Caught in adultery, the penalty death.
As they awaited her sentence with stones in their hands, Jesus knelt down and he wrote in the sand. He lifted his eyes and he spoke to each one. You without sin, cast the first stone.
Well, in just a few moments, her accusers were gone. No one around her, she was standing alone. He forgave her the sin and she went on her way. As she ran through the city, with joy she proclaimed, Justified, had never sinned. Justified, was always cleansed. Justified, had never wandered so far from home. Jesus took all my sin away, and he gives new mercies every day. And now I'm living my life justified.
My sins were many, the price was too great.
My accusers had gathered, would this be the day?
I cried out to Jesus and he came in my stead.
He told my accusers I paid all her debt. Justified, had never sinned. Justified, was always cleansed. Justified, had never wandered so far from home.
Justified. Hey, justified. Had never sinned. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, great job there from the quartet. Amen. Well, in our truth for today, these are just going to be some, I don't like to use the word random, but we're not going to have any particular thought in mind except for what the scriptures that I read say to us. And we'll give you a thought about that scripture We'll start this week in the Gospel of John, Gospel of John chapter number 17 and verse number 11. The Bible says, "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they might or may be one as we are." You know, the greatest need today in the Christian church, the greatest need of the church today, is to have an old-fashioned family reunion with Jesus Christ at the head of the table. Amen. He's been pushed aside and cast aside. Well, he needs to be number one again. Number one again. May God give blessings to that truth for today. Will you pray with me now? Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee today, asking You simply to forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us, I do pray, O God, and accept our thanks for Your goodness, and God, for answers to many of our prayers. And for that, God, what You're working on right now, God, we're thankful. And we give You praise for it all. Not just for what You do, but who You are. We give You glory, and we're thankful, God, You're a good God, a mighty God. There's none above Thee. And Lord, I'm praying today, God, that You're touching, maneuvering the lives of Your people, I pray. Now, Lord, I'm praying for those who are listening to Sounds of Faith today. Maybe a few, maybe many, I have no idea. But I guarantee You, Lord, I know man, I know humans, God, those that are listening, now, we've got some situations in our life that we're just bringing to You today, asking You to handle them, asking You to do what You do. I pray, God, that we'll just leave them at Thy feet today. And I pray for that family that's lost a loved one. And Lord, I pray, God, that You'll help those, that groaning and that grieving. I pray, God, that You'll touch it, make it easier each day, I pray. God, for that one that's praying over a wayward child today. I don't know why that's come to my mind, but Lord, You know exactly who it is. God, You know exactly where that child may be. Maybe they're wandering away from the fold and away from the family. Lord, I pray, God, that You'd bring them back. Lord, I'm thankful today for Your goodness. I'm thankful for the Word of God. As we read it here in a little while, I pray, God, that You'll give blessing to it. And God, I pray that You'll, God, let it find a good place to lodge today, some good soil for that seed to fall into, I pray. Thank You again for Jesus and for the salvation that we have through His blood. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, we're still reaping the benefits of our still old-fashioned teen camp meeting. It's been several weeks ago now, and we're going to get to hear from the Zorn family, the Cody Zorn family, actually his son and his daughters singing in this, and I think this features Cody Jr. on this one, I think, and they sang during our meeting, and I did a great job. I hope you enjoy this, and he is just what I need. Whatever I need, that is just what he is. Amen.
I'd heard that His grace was amazing. I'd heard of His wonderful peace.
I'd heard how His love lifted sinners out of their wretched misery. But I didn't know this Redeemer. At daybreak He entered the temple to teach. All of the crowd sat down at His feet. He spoke with such wisdom as they never...
I'm sorry, I picked the wrong song again. I'm trying to find the one that I want to play, and it just doesn't seem like it's meant to be right now. But we will find it. I tell you what. There it is right there. Amen. It helps when you put the right number in, Brother Johnny. Amen. I'm sorry about that, but let's play it anyway, okay? Amen. Here we go. Oh, yes.
Sometimes I try to tell what Jesus means to me, and I find myself searching for words to say just what I mean. Well, I never can quite describe how good He's been to me. For I know whatever I need, that's just what He is. For He is my rock and my deliverer. He is my strength, my God and my King. He's my shelter in the times of trouble. Yes, I look to Him for everything. He can be a mother, a father, or friend. And on Him I can always depend. For I know whatever I need, that's just what He is. Well, I'm poor and needy, and yet the Lord, He thinks about me. In troubled times, He's the high tower and a refuge. You see, this world has nothing to offer me. I cling to Him. For I know whatever I need, that's just what He is. For He is my rock and my deliverer. He is my strength, my God and my King. He's my shelter in the times of trouble. Yes, I look to Him for everything. He can be a mother, a father, or a friend. And on Him I can always depend. For I know whatever I need, that's just what He is. He can be a mother, a father, or a friend. And on Him I can always depend. For I know whatever I need, that's just what He is. For I know whatever I need, that's just what He is.
Amen. Well, you see why I wanted to get that one on. It's a blessing, isn't it? I tell you what, I hate messing up, but sometimes it just happens, and I hope you'll forgive me for that. Amen. Well, let's have one more. Let's hear from the orchestra, amen, as we get ready for the preaching time here in just a moment. But here is our orchestra playing for you today. To God be the glory.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Boy, that good.
Amen. Yes, it is good. Amen. Well, thank you so much. All the music today was just right on, and I appreciate that. And I want to look today and start a message out of the book of James, James chapter number 4 and verse number 13. And we'll read to the rest of the chapter, which is only 5 verses. And the Bible says, "Go to now, ye that say to today or tomorrow, we will go into a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." There's a question that is asked here by James, the half-brother of Jesus. He asked a question in verse number 14, and he say, he asked, "What is your life?" I want to present that question to us this week with the help of the Spirit of God. I hope that we'll pay a close attention to the Word of God, not necessarily to my words, but you know, this is a great question for every man, woman, boy, and girl. If you really think seriously about this, it is the point of departure. You know, it is either happiness or misery. For a satisfactory answer, this can be a challenging question, because so many people think of life in so many different ways, and they characterize the level of that life by enjoyment or by monetary gain, or maybe how healthy they've been. They measure their life, but I'm not asking you, how is your life? I'm asking you today, as the Word of God has asked us, what is your life? I want you to notice, first off, today, I believe that we can answer this question, what is your life? That life, we can say, hey, life is a gift of God. Now, that sounds like a very elementary thing to say, Brother Johnny. Well, it is true, though, isn't it? I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, it's a gift of God. A lot of people that went to bed last night, some people that went to bed last night, friend, that didn't get up this morning. They're not enjoying another day of living. They're not enjoying another day of possibly doing the will of God. You know, it is a gift of God. You know, the book of Acts, great book of history there in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse number 28, tells me that in him we live and move and we have our even being as in the Christ Jesus. But let me tell you something. Hey, man said one time that he's a self-made man. You know what? You could look at him and tell he was. Now listen, I'm not a self-made man. Hey, what I am, what little bit I may be, the little bit I may have, is all because it is a gift of God. We used to frequent a bin store here in our town. It's closed now, and to my wife's disappointment, amen, she loved that store, and it closed. But there was a gentleman that came every time that we were there. He parked in the handicap spot, and he drove an old Chevrolet pickup truck. I mean, now it was an old truck, but now it was immaculate. I mean, it was clean. I mean, he had really, you could tell this man had taken care of that vehicle. And across the back windshield of the back window of that truck, there was a statement there: on loan from God. And what I took that is to mean, he was saying that his truck, you know, was a possession, was a prized possession of his. You could tell by the way it looked. But he realized that it only was his for a while. God had blessed him with that. Now, you know, I know that's probably trivial, but you know what? Let me tell you something. Everything that you've got, that car you may be riding in today, that house you may be living in today, that chair you may be sitting at today listening to the sounds of faith, and you, that coffee you may be drinking, that snack you may be partaking of, that food you may look to receive here in just a little bit. Hey, let me tell you, that is a gift of God. Life is a gift of God. I don't have it marked, but I think I can find it pretty quickly out of the book of 1 Corinthians. I think I could quote this verse, but I want to get every word just right because it's very important. Talking about this life being a gift of God in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, the last two verses of the chapter says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God? And notice this now, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Even our bodies were given to us by God. Life, friend, is a gift. Oh, in Him we live and move and have our being. In Him we are not our, listen, we're not our own anymore. We belong to Him. We are purchased, a purchased possession in Christ Jesus today. So when you go about your business today, and I know you don't live in church. I understand that. We have life that we have to attend to. We have responsibilities. You have jobs. Some have school. You have families. You have things that you have to look after. But you got to remember this one thing when we're doing all those things. All those things are a gift from God. The gift of God of life. Not just the privilege of living the life, but everything that God gives us to feel that life. Brother Gerald Humphreys, you'll hear him on the radio this week. He wrote a song entitled "The Dash," and the song premise was, you know, you got on a tombstone, you have a birth date, and then they have a death date, and those two dates are important, but the most important part about that headstone is that dash. What comes between your birth and your death, that makes a good life. That makes the right kind of life. What we do with Jesus in that dash time of our life, may God help us today. May God help us to realize afresh and anew that life is a gift of God.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.